Stimulating Art Culture has been a phenomenal community engagement for our guest artist today. I know, because he told me so. Thomas Mann, internationally known jewelry and sculpture artist, brought a new community art project to the Lehigh Valley. And it has gotten the arts community, it's gotten their heart beating again. The Trajectory Heart Project, which began in 2009 during an artist residence program with the studios of Key West, demonstrated the importance of bringing art to the community by publicly sharing the complete experience of building and documenting the sculpture. The Trajectory Heart sculpture has been traveling all over Lehigh Valley with stops at Penn State Lehigh Valley, West Park, the Promenade Shops, Bogart's Covered Bridge, Zion's Church, and many, many other places. He was born in Northampton and raised in Allentown, Pennsylvania. And at 16, Thomas worked at a silversmith's and began selling his own bangles, as he called them, in high school to make extra cash. This is where his fascination with jewelry began. He started out as a physical education major, but after forging his advisor's signature so he could take art classes, he ended his formal education degree in the performing arts. Mr. Mann combines industrial aesthetics and materials with evocative themes and romantic imagery. Joining him today is Anne Lalick, the point person for the project, and, of course, Penn State Gallery Director and Arts Coordinator. This is WDIY 88.1 Allentown, and you are tuned into Lehigh Valley Art Salon. I remain George Miller, and along with my wife and co-host Kate Scuffle, we chat today with the internationally known artist Thomas Mann and with artist Anne Lalick, Arts Coordinator at Penn State Gallery. Welcome.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Yes. Is that true? You forged your... Is that true?
Where did you find that?
I don't know.
That's the first I heard of this.
Mm. Yeah, they weren't very happy about me leaving the gymnastics team, so my coach, I kind of had to go under the radar there a little bit, and I ended up taking every music class and art class and philosophy class, and ended up in the second major in the newly formed theater department, and had experiences as an undergraduate that most graduate students wouldn't have had in terms of being given the opportunity to design and build sets and act almost continuously in any show that it came up, and just had a fabulous undergraduate experience.
Wonderful. Yeah. But it's an odd switch, was it not, from physical education to performing arts?
Well, I wasn't really an athlete. I was a gymnast. Okay, I was a gymnast. So it wasn't like I was into hardball of any sort. So to me, I had a couple of dance classes, and they seemed to kind of transfer into the theatrical kind of experience well. Yeah. So it was really a great undergraduate experience. Quite frankly, I learned almost in spite of college.
Good. Yeah. Well, your Trajectory Heart Project is one of the most astounding things that we've seen, because it takes an audience and the audience moves with it, so to speak.
Yeah, well, that was basically the idea that that I had when I first kind of was challenged by a class I was teaching as an artist in residence at the studios at Key West. Mm-hmm. I was teaching a class called Maquettes in Space. So I used jewelry making techniques to make very highly precise scaled models of sculptures that can be scaled up in size. Mm-hmm. And my class said, okay, prove it. Prove it.
Prove it.
I said, prove it. Show us how to do that. So on the second half of my residency, I built one of these things and invented a way to make it go together, just making it out of plywood, easily readily available to materials. And it worked out great to the point where in my final exhibition in the residency, which they also showed my Storm Cycle show, which is a show I put together post-Katrina, that's traveled to 14 museums around the country. Mm-hmm. And I had the Trajectory Heart in the very front of it, and everyone was so excited about it. They said, could you put this in a pocket park? We have a place for it here. We want to keep it, like, permanently. I said, it's made out of plywood. You can put it outside. It's like, mm-hmm. It's not going to fly, They said, well, we don't care. We'll maintain it. Well, that organization poured a pad. They made all the armatures for it. We installed it all thing. And then 2 years later, they disappeared as an organization.
Oh, my.
So every year after that, I'd go down in February, because I have a gallery that represents me there. and to have a Valentine's kind of event. And I'd go over and patch the thing up.
Oh. Right.
And keep it alive.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But eventually it fell down.
Oh, okay.
And my friends called me and said, hey, the sculpture's down. And it was a really interesting situation because the thing had become very popular with the public.
Mm-hmm.
And people would put they would put little bouquets of flowers and little voodoo kind of statues and stuff there. And every month or so, the city would clear them away, and then they'd show up again.
Mm-hmm.
So that this site became kind of
a personal place.
A personal spiritual connection kind of a
very
place.
Good.
It was phenomenal.
I need to have us clarify for those in our listening audience who has not seen the gallery or the exhibition or the piece that we're talking about. Can we talk about just very briefly, what does the trajectory heart? It's about 7 foot. Is it 6 or 7? Well,
it's finish height is not is 10 feet.
Okay. 10? Oh, okay.
Yeah, really. 10 feet. Yeah.
And so it's a large heart design.
It's a large heart Sculpt. Design that kind of looks like a rocket ship.
Yep.
A lot of the kids get it like right away.
Mm-hmm.
They say it's a rocket ship, and basically it is a very distinctive design vocabulary statement from my system called techno-romanticism. So it's a very techno-romantic heart. And I've been using hearts in my work since the early 70s, but not in a Hallmark card kind of way,
mm-hmm.
but more because of it, of the geometrical implications of the shape of a heart, which I've recently discovered is easily made by crossing two ovals.
Two ovals into an X,
and in the center you get a beautiful heart shape, you know. So to me, it's more about geometry than it is almost anything else.
Right. And how did Penn State get involved?
Well, I've been working with Tom for a number of years, and Tom has done had a great exhibition at Penn State Lehigh Valley back in 2013 and continues to do workshops in the Valley through Penn State. So after his visit to New Zealand in 2015,
Australia,
which I'm sure Tom might want to talk about a little bit, but he came home from Australia so excited about the Trajectory Heart project that they had done there in 2015, and he said, "I would love to do this in the Lehigh Valley." And so we started to talk about it. I got excited about it. Penn State, Lehigh Valley was behind it. The leadership was behind it. So we started to plan this over a year ago. And we really liked the idea of bringing it, this whole experience around the Valley, not just happening in Center Valley. There's so much great stuff going on in downtown Allentown with the arts and just the revitalization. I think Tom was very excited about being downtown and sort of this pop-up, you know, make new things happen sort of way. So that, you know, we just started to plan this and work through it.
It's really kind of a full circle for me because my kind of arts career started by apprenticing with the silversmith shop, C. Leslie Smith, and then Sinrus Creations back in the day.
Yep.
And they got me going, I mean, to the point where I had my first own standalone retail store in the Pocono Mountains in 1968.
Good for you.
Yeah, and I mean, I've been a self-employed artist now for 47 years. So it's like, and Allentown got me going. It was Jim Musselman at William Allen High School and a student teacher from Kutztown State College that taught me jewelry making. And then I started making jewelry on my own, where I quickly discovered the connection between jewelry, money, and girls. and it has propelled my career ever since, you know. And so it was like, I'm going to come back and like really kind of like show people where I've been, what I've been doing, and where I'm coming from these days, you know.
And that sense of not just being a designer, but selling the work and setting up a gallery and being an art entrepreneur
has
been a big part of this residency.
Oh, yeah. It's a full-blown system, quite frankly. So John Clark from Refine and Penn State and City Center, they all produce this environment where I could really kind of lay out the whole trip of this thing, you know. It's absolutely phenomenal. I can't be more thrilled. And I got to say that this is one of the best exhibitions of my work. that I've ever had. Yes. I mean, a total exhibition. I mean, I just had a one big one-person show at a gallery called Lemieux Gallery in New Orleans that represents me for my sculpture and drawing work. And I have my own gallery where I sell my jewelry.
Right.
But this is like all everything together in one big place, and it's just like such a treat.
And this is in the gallery that used to be in the space that was the Moravian Bookstore.
Yeah.
Anne, could you tell us about the transformation? That was
exciting.
Right. It's beautiful.
So we've been planning this for a long time.
Right.
And there was, you know, always sort of a plan of where Tom would create the heart, because that's another big piece of this. He actually made this here in the valley over the course of a week to 10 days with a crew of four artists, students, some are more students and artists, and they helped him. So anyway, that space where he's making it is actually on the Arts Walk, where Refined has Refined Gallery on the Walk. Now that's a maker space. The exhibit space that Tom's referring to is on Hamilton Street, where the Moravian Bookshop used to be, and that became available in June. So that really wasn't part of the original plan of where the exhibit would be.
I'm going. Send me pictures. How big is it? How much work do I have to have to fill this thing? You know.
Yeah. What is it like? Six times bigger than what you thought it was going to be. I mean,
well,
take the space you thought and then multiply it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I'm going, I was completely freaked out with being able to make a good presentation. Yeah. I thought I'd have to divide the space and build a wall.
Yeah, he was talking wall building and all these things. But the space is gorgeous.
It is
beautiful. No, anybody who hasn't seen it has to stop in and see the space and the work just go together beautifully. Wonderful lighting.
Yeah.
You know, in curating exhibits, the lighting to me is one of the most important things with showing the work well. And when I saw the space before it was vacated, my first question was, do these lights stay? Because the lighting is, just beautiful and just high ceilings and clean space to show Tom's work is an amazing way.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Yeah.
It
looks
really
great.
Spectacular.
And it's interesting, you know, I was fortunate enough to be there when the Lehigh Valley Arts Council members' reception and some other events were held there, because there's been so much community interaction with this residency, which I have to celebrate.
Yeah.
And the other thing was being in that space and looking out now that it's set up as a gallery, you're also looking through your work in this light in this wonderful space out to this new downtown.
Yeah.
You go at the same time. Mm-hmm. It's kind of simultaneous layers of a kind of excitement and visual excitement.
I think it's just spectacular.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah. I mean, and as was mentioned earlier, I mean, Penn State and Refined and City Center have really come together with that space. But then there's been support through the Cultural Coalition of Allentown. The Allentown Art Museum has been involved. The Baum School of Art's been involved. I mean, all the way down to Fast Signs helping us with the vinyl.
Yeah.
I mean, such a great coming together of organizations and support. And Penn State, a number of lecture scholarships and lecture support has come through. We have the Don Klein Campus Excellence Fund, and we have the Ann Williams Speaker Series. So we've all these great people coming together and funds coming together to support this. Lehigh Valley Lunchbox supported Tom's talk at the Art Museum the other day. It's really exciting to have so many people say, this is a great idea, and we want to stand behind it. So.
There's been a great buzz about it, too. I think it's felt very accessible to people at the same time, which is exciting. And part of that has been that since it's Penn State, but it's also downtown, and then there's the pictures on Facebook of the heart traveling the valley, and it just feels like you've kind of stitched everyone together with it.
Yeah,
well,
wonderful
that is the
way.
Idea.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny. Yeah. Facebook is a funny thing, because people can watch so much, and you don't know they're watching.
Yes,
and I can't tell you how many people say to me, I've been watching, but they haven't said anything on Facebook, so you don't know. They're not commenting or liking, but they're telling me this outside of that. that context, and it's really fun.
Yeah. Well, the Trajectory Heart Project is certainly beautifully performed as a performance artist, because it takes you into itself and lets you have fun with it. Incidentally, it's not only the Trajectory Heart itself, the gallery exhibition is fantastic. Yeah. I want to tell you, it's a lot of fun watching it work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thanks a lot.
I'll let people know that you can watch it work.
By the way, it's hard to miss. Just drive down Hamilton Street, mm-hmm. and you're going to see this big red heart on the corner, which we put outside when we didn't necessarily have permission to do. And we're waiting for someone to tell us it can't be there.
Or give it a ticket.
Right, give it a ticket, right.
And by the way, this heart was made to be outside. So
I was going
to
ask.
Was telling a story about Florida. This one he actually constructed to be outside.
This one was built like a boat.
Yeah. Good. Well, we shall return perhaps with more visitations by the Trajectory Heart and with Thomas Mann right after this salient message.
For program support on WDIY, we thank the Baum School of Art, 510 Linden Street, Allentown, enriching lives through arts education for the past 90 years. Classes in art, design, and fashion for children, teens, and adults. For more information, baumschool.org or 610-433-0032.
You're listening to Lehigh Valley Art Salon on WDIY 88.1 Allentown. I'm George Miller, and my wife, Kate Scuffle, is making sure that the interview goes very well. We're talking with Thomas Mann and Nalalik, and this is a fantastic project, the Trajectory Heart Project. I'm very excited about it. And are there plans in the future for more visitations by the Heart? Can we talk about that?
Well, you know, as I've when we finished moving it around this past week, prior to the exhibition opening on Thursday night, I began spotting other sites that I'd like to take it to. But that involves renting a trailer and getting a crew because it involves a bit of muscle to get this thing into place. So we'll see how this happens as the tide turns here, because I was supposed to be off to other opportunities in California for the month of August, but I'm so excited about things taking place here that I'm thinking about canceling my other obligations. And
so there may be.
So you all need to go to Facebook and encourage Tom strongly to
more
show.
More sightings. More sightings.
Yeah, you got a site in mind? You got a site in
Could
mind?
Could you share with some of the listeners? I realize if they haven't been following on Facebook, what are some of the sites that the Heart has been showing up at and documented at?
Well, one of them that was high on the list to begin with was my mother's front lawn. So in the neighborhood I grew up in here in Allentown, it showed up on her front lawn to the amusement and consternation of her neighbors. I was joking with my crew, and by the way, I spell crew K-R-E-W-E because I'm from New Orleans. And Mardi Gras crews are spelled that way. So here we have K-R-E-W crews for this one. I was joking with my crew is that we have to put it someplace where I get arrested. You know, but fortunately, we avoided that opportunity, although the folks at the waterworks were a little bit concerned about our presence in front of them.
Did you make it to Schenkweiler's Drive-In?
Oh, no, but that's on the list still. You know,
all right.
And that one, I think we pretty much have to get permission for. So.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah, but that's a great site idea. But like I said, even today, driving around town to run errands, I saw two other places I think we should take it to. So I hope we can make that happen.
And what did you find? I mean, I know you spent some time with things like the Design for Survival, Entrepreneurial Thinking presentations and working with the students at Penn State.
Yeah.
We were talking a little bit earlier before the show that Anne, if you could talk a little bit about the mix of, and Thomas, from the idea of artists as entrepreneurs, as well as artists or folks wanting to support the arts, studying things like arts administration, that whole behind-the-scenes stuff that makes all of this really possible.
Right. Well, you know, and this, again, wasn't even planned, but it's amazing how these things happen. So Penn State Lehigh Valley has a new four-year degree that students can attain. It's called the Arts Administration. So Arts Administration, as those of us who are arts administrators know, can be a myriad of things. And what just happened so beautifully this summer with Tom here is two of our arts administration majors at Penn State have been able to work in conjunction with this project.
Okay.
So one of them is helping with the gallery, monitoring and helping in that way. And she has done a few other things with me. But another student, Kyle, has been video, creating a video of this project from planning. So he was interviewing me and people from City Center and Refind and all sorts of people before Tom even came to town.
Okay.
And he's creating this documentary about how you put together a project like this. So as Tom's here, he's been following us. He's been just in every aspect. I actually thought maybe he could come tonight and film us, but then we didn't do that. but, you know, it's just really how you put a project together, how you plan, what happens when it's going on and how it finishes up. So that's one of Kyle's intern projects this summer with this major. And so it's such, for me, so exciting to see how we can integrate this major with this project and benefit the students. And then Kyle's project will benefit students, you know, in the future when they can kind of watch and discuss this project that's been.
You know, it's really spectacular. And as Anna and I were driving over here, we also talked about the kind of like the post meeting we'll have to see what we did great, what we might have missed, the little gaps that happened, the things you didn't count on, all that kind of stuff as we refine this process. Because I, at the moment, am actually engaged in conversations with two other entities in the United States to do the project there. So it's nice when you can just kind of give them the whole package and say, okay, this is what you do.
Here's the model.
And whether they have the capability or not actually to understand how to do all this stuff, at least they know what might be expected of them.
Or what's possible.
Right, right.
Yeah. And this is the fifth Trajectory Heart residency, right?
Well, this is this is the fifth Trajectory Heart that I've built.
Okay.
But they
okay.
They haven't all been Trajectory Heart, quote unquote, projects, right? Because some of them I just built kind of on my own and then did my own thing around New Orleans. And that's where the basic idea of like doing it in other places in a more organized way kind of stemmed from. Where the first one was one that I built with just a friend that the in Key West that ended up as just a demonstration project that ended up as a public art sculpture. And that kind of got all my wheels turning about how this could develop into a bigger kind of idea.
I was just asking because I'm curious if the Allentown Heart looks or is in any significant way different than the others and why.
No, I tried. They're all basically the same pattern, based on a little model that I built, and then I make the patterns bigger, and then we cut them out. And the things that can change are the surface elements that might be peculiar to the location where it's being presented, and then I do a lot of stenciling on it, so each one has the location of the project on it in some place. Like that, but they're all these big, bright red structures that are so eye attractive. Mm-hmm. You know, they're eye candy. You know, they're hard to miss. Now, I do variations on this as smaller pieces, and one of them is inside the exhibition.
It's in the gallery,
and that one's called Trajectory Heart on Point, and that's a purely interior piece. And that one, I use basically the wooden surface of the piece as a canvas to draw, paint, and structure in a slightly different way than I would an outdoor piece.
Mm-hmm. Well, we know where we can see the Trajectory Heart here in Allentown now, in Lehigh Valley, rather. Yeah. What is going to happen to the heart when you go back to New Orleans?
Anne?
Well, it's going to stay with the gallery through August, and then Penn State, as the host, owns it, and we are gifting it to the city. Uh-huh. City Center will determine. Jane Heft has been working with us, and we're not quite sure where it's going to be, but
several ideas have been floated, and we'll see which one they actually kind of go for. Yeah.
But it is, like we said, it's built to be outside, so it's
wonderful.
We'll be outside.
So, and were the artists that worked with you and the students from the Valley or folks that came up with
you? Oh, no, they're all locals.
Okay.
Yeah. Basically, I sent Anne a job description for what I was looking for in terms of you know mechanical capabilities and everything like that. And I got a nice group of people who were tool adept or painting adept or a combination of the two. And it was but there was a learning curve involved in all of that, which we mastered and threw up a great piece in a relatively short period of time. We actually had the goal that within the first 5 days we would have this piece structured and standing up, not necessarily painted. And we did it. We made it by the first what did we call that night?
We had a happy hour. Welcome Tom happy hour. Queen City Barbecue. And the chamber did an event. It was Monday the 10th, I think.
No,
July.
Tuesday. Was it Tuesday?
No, it was a Monday.
Was it Monday? Mm-hmm. Okay, Monday. Yeah. But we basically started on a Wednesday, and we had it standing up, unpainted, on a Monday. So wow. that was pretty phenomenal and really impressive, actually. Yeah.
And the people that worked with Tom, the artists, they keep talking about the experience, mm-hmm. what they learned, what they experienced. Mm-hmm. Everyone in their own way really enjoyed it and are walking away with an amazing experience.
Yeah, the crew became a family.
Yeah.
Well, Thomas Mann, we thank you for returning home to Allentown.
Happy to be home.
And we want you to be here more often. And thank you to Ann Lilac and Penn State for bringing you back. And hope that we see you many, many more times. The Trajectory Heart Project continues at the gallery until the
August,
end of August.
August 27th is the last 27th. Day.
Yeah.
Thank you. We also want to say hello to Charlotte, who's out there listening, I'm sure. Please take care of that arm. Heal well. Please do.
Tom's mother.
Special thanks to our technical engineer, Steve Aronson, for his ability to create sound sculptures on our demanding audio console and for his support of the arts in the Lehigh Valley. I mean, it's really unusual art shows, theater, music venues, and dance recitals. I see him everywhere great art is presented. Thank you, Uncle Stevie.
You're welcome.
And good luck on your travels to Cleveland to see the Indians.